You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the globe to bring you the latest developments in medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja.
We love the earth.
It's time for the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. Now, here's your host, Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, August 25th, 2017, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the weekend. We made it, everyone. Another amazing week in the world of marijuana law reform. The Disown Stone movement is still growing. If you haven't heard all about that, please check out my High Times radical rant today, hightimes.com. It's all about Roger Stone, the political dirty trickster, the disciple of Lee Atwater, the man behind Reagan and Nixon and Bush and Trump. And this guy's just a lousy human being, folks. He's got terrible things to say about just about every group that isn't rich white men. So we covered some of that in the High Times. If you missed the rant yesterday, check that out because I went into great detail. And even after I just completed that, Stone went and pulled another gaffe, if you want to call it that. We'll report that in the Cannabis Headline News. I've got some audio for you that makes you really question why Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo would continue to stand by this racist, misogynist, homophobic asshole, but they do. They want to give him a platform, so we will not. Also coming up on the show today, a full plate, because we got the Marijuana Policy Insider today. Morgan Fox, the Communication Director for Marijuana Policy Project, joins us to talk about not one, but two initiatives in the state of Michigan aiming for 2018. One of them's a regulate marijuana, the other one's a true legalization. So we'll talk all about that coming up in the Marijuana Policy Insider. Also on the show today, for Drug War Data Mining, I bring you my speech from Seattle Hemp Fest on the main stage, where I went through the Washington State Office of Financial Management's PowerPoint presentation on 5 years of impact from Washington's legalized marijuana. So that's coming up in Drug War Data Mining. Then we've got our Reefer Rock review to take us into the weekend. Herb Thrasher is going to tell us all about what's happening on the festival circuit, what's going on with Stoner Rock and Bluegrass and all that great festival music that we love as we close out the summertime and head into the Labor Day weekend, which, by the way, I will be in London on September 2nd and 3rd, plus the days surrounding that. So any of my UK fans, hit me up at Radical Russ and we'll get together and sesh. But now, the news.
This is your Cannabis Headline News, brought to you by MarijuanaMoment.net, the complete source for all your marijuana news in one morning newsletter from Marijuana Majority founder Tom Angel. Subscribe today for free at MarijuanaMoment.net.
This is your Cannabis Headline News for Friday, August 25th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville. One day after President Trump addressed its national convention, Massroots reports the largest military veterans organization in the country is calling on his administration to allow government doctors to recommend medical marijuana through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or the VA. Quote, more than half the states in the union have passed medical marijuana laws to date, end quote, reads a resolution adopted Thursday by the American Legion, which has more than 2.4 million members. Continuing, quote, the American Legion urge the United States government to permit VA medical providers to be able to discuss with veterans the use of marijuana for medical purposes and recommend it in those states where medical marijuana laws exist, end quote. Under a current internal VA administrative directive, federal policy is, quote, to prohibit VA providers from completing forms seeking recommendations or opinions regarding a veteran's participation in a state marijuana program, end quote. That policy technically expired on January 31st, 2016, but it remains in effect in practice until the department institutes a new one replacing it. Marijuana Moment highlighted a Huffington Post report on a letter written by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper and Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman to the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, pushing back against his claims about the state's marijuana laws. Quote, "The state of Colorado has worked diligently to implement the will of our citizens and build a comprehensive regulatory and enforcement system that prioritizes public safety and public health," end quote, they write. Continuing, quote, "We take seriously our duty to create a robust marijuana regulatory and enforcement system. Colorado's system has become a model for other states and nations," end quote. The official cite surveys demonstrating, quote, "no statistically significant change in youth marijuana use rates following legalization, showing Colorado's youth use rates in line with the national average, and no increase in marijuana usage among adolescents in 8th, 10th, and 12th grades following legalization. And, in fact, the most recent National Survey on Drug Use and Health report indicates that between 2013-2014 and 2015-2016, the period in which adult-use marijuana businesses opened their doors, youth marijuana use declined by 12%, end quote. U.S. Food and Drug Administration posted a letter it sent to a CBD extract maker called Honey Colony regarding its Superior Hemp Oil product, also known as Superior CBD, informing the company that it, quote, "cannot be marketed as a dietary supplement," end quote. FDA writes, quote, "Superior hemp oil contains cannabinoids such as cannabidiol and tetrahydrocannabinol. Any product containing these cannabinoids would be outside the definition of a dietary supplement. We also note that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration regulates marijuana under the Controlled Substances Act," end quote. In previous letters, DEA has clearly indicated that cannabidiol has always been and remains a Schedule I controlled substance. The movement to boycott the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo gained more ammo yesterday when keynote speaker Roger Stone predicted there would be insurgent violence to kill lawmakers if they vote to impeach Donald Trump. He told the entertainment website TMZ,
"Try to impeach him. Just try it. You will have a spasm of violence in this country, an insurrection like you've never seen. The people will not stand for impeachment. A politician who votes for it would be endangering their own life. There will be violence on both sides."
Yahoo News reports that Stone, the Republican strategist and self-proclaimed dirty trickster, said,
"I'll make this clear. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm predicting it."
Adding,
"The people who are calling for impeachment are the people who didn't vote for him. They need to get over it. They lost."
As a reminder, the people who didn't vote for Trump outnumber by 10.7 million those who did. Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa told the Contra Costa Union he opposes California's legalization of marijuana because, quote, "all we need are more Jeff Spicolis running around," end quote, referring to the iconic stoner character played by Sean Penn in the 1983 film Fast Times at Ridgemont High. LaMalfa reiterated that federal law still deems cannabis illegal and that marijuana won't be a positive for society or make it stronger. No word yet on whether LaMalfa uses other film stereotypes to base his opinions on public policy, such as authoring a bill to develop a military assault RV like the one in the 1981 Bill Murray film Stripes, or devoting the Department of Defense's advanced research project to the digital creation of magically powered supermodels like the one in 1984's Weird Science. Reached for comment via Time Machine, juvenile delinquent John Bender told LaMalfa, quote,
"You're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby."
This has been your Cannabis Headline News for Friday, August 25th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville.
You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Hi, I'm Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda. If you appreciate my full-time dedication to reporting and analyzing the news about cannabis, consider becoming a patron of the show. For just $4.20 per month, you'll help keep my live stream and podcast free while earning yourself your own private ad-free podcast link for the show, as well as links to the supporting articles and data. For a $9.99 VIP subscription, you'll get all that plus my exclusive research, data tables, and graphics. Just log on to MJAgenda.com and click the Become a Patron button today.
The Marijuana Agenda. Like the pharmaceutical agenda, without all the side effects, overdose, deaths, you know, insurance.
Side effects may include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation. Dry mouth, constipation, indigestion, and abdominal pain.
Which can occur without warning and may cause death.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
This is Marijuana Policy Insider, brought to you by the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org. MPP is the nation's largest marijuana policy organization, promoting sensible marijuana policy reform in Congress, in state legislatures, and through state and local ballot initiatives. Today, we take a look at the most recent state and federal reform efforts with the Marijuana Policy Insider.
Welcome to another edition of the Marijuana Policy Insider, the podcast of Marijuana Policy Project. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today, we have the communications director for the project. It's Morgan Fox joining us by telephone. Welcome back, Morgan.
Thanks for having me.
We're all looking forward to more marijuana law reforms in the upcoming midterm elections of 2018. There's already a few states on the ballot, like Oklahoma, I understand, is moving forward with medical marijuana. Missouri and some others are looking to make changes. But today, we want to focus on what is perhaps the largest remaining state other than Florida or New York to legalize, and that would be the state of Michigan, where they have a medical marijuana program that's undergone many reforms over the past few years. Let's talk about Michigan a little bit, Morgan, because I understand we've got a couple of different opportunities to legalize going on there.
Well, the main initiative that's being passed around right now, and the one that has the most signatures, is the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. And that is very similar to a lot of the other initiatives that have passed in legal states, in that it allows adults 21 and over to possess and cultivate at home limited amounts of cannabis, and establishes a regulatory structure for process and cultivation and retail sales. Specifically, this one would make it legal for adults to have 2.5 ounces on their person, or 10 ounces plus whatever you grow from 12 plants at home, 12 being the absolute cap per residence. But it also creates a whole bunch of different retail licenses that are going to be very good for small businesses.
Now, with a 2.5 ounce cap, we are talking about a limit that's equal to what they passed in Maine, but the rest of the states have gone with 1 ounce. Is there any consideration that is that an overreach for Michigan, or is this the natural development of how these laws should be unfolding, given that 1 ounce hasn't seemed to hurt any of the states that legalize that?
Well, if 2 ounces is acceptable to voters in D.C., I think that we can probably get by with 2.5 in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. Other considerations, you mentioned personal cultivation would be allowed. Is there any fear of pushback on that issue?
Not really. I believe Washington is the only state that does not allow home cultivation. And, you know, home cultivation is something that we at MPP feel really strongly should be allowed by adults. You know, obviously, there have to be limits to that in order to appeal to mainstream voters. But allowing some small level of cultivation, we think, is really important, and we think that Michigan voters are ready for it.
How would the CRMLA there, this campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Michigan, treat the emerging products like the edibles and the extracts that have kind of run into a few issues early on in legalization in other states?
Well, those would all be licensed the way that they have been similarly in other states. The state government would have to determine exactly what those regulations would be, but we think that it will be probably very similar to what other states have done, where there are some limitations and there are rules about packaging, labeling, and titration of doses, making sure that everything is clearly demarcated so that you know, newbie consumers are not at risk of having a really unpleasant experience, and then all of the you know, negative press that comes with that.
One of the big issues being dealt with in the currently legal states is the issue of social consumption, some sort of lounges or permits for events. Is there anything in the Michigan initiative to address that issue?
Well, the initiative states that it cannot be consumed on streets, sidewalks, or in public parks. So I believe the social consumption would be regulated by the state then. They would be able to determine what sort of places would be allowed outside of those clearly defined public and private places. And hopefully we're going to see some, we're going to definitely be putting pressure on them to allow those sort of businesses to operate, but they're not explicitly enumerated in the law.
So I understand campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol, though, isn't the only initiative. You mentioned it was the one that was getting the most play right now. Can you tell us about this other attempt?
Well, an initiative called Abrogate Prohibition, Prohibition Michigan was just cleared to begin collecting signatures in order to get on the ballot. And it would basically remove any mention of cannabis from any laws in Michigan, which, you know, while I think their hearts are in the right place, that's not something that's going to necessarily appeal to mainstream voters. In effect, it would allow any kid to grow and consume as much marijuana as they want. And that's something that just does not fly with most mainstream voters. Even if it were to get on the ballot, which, and I don't know any issue, not even just marijuana, but any issue that has succeeded in even getting on the ballot, let alone winning with a totally volunteer effort, it's totally possible that as soon as it passes, and goes into effect, the legislature will just start making new laws regarding it and restrict it even more heavily than the fairly middle-of-the-road restrictions that are included in the Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol campaigns.
So this second campaign, by striking all references and mentions to cannabis in Michigan code, would it be essentially erasing the medical law as well?
I think that's a possibility, yes.
Wow, yeah, that doesn't sound like a very, very good idea. All right, let's give people some information then on this campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Michigan if they'd like to learn more about the initiative language or support it through volunteer time or donations.
You just go to regulatemi.org and you can sign up to volunteer to gather petitions and help out in a number of different ways. And we definitely appreciate any assistance that we can get. We've got over 200,000 signatures right now, and we need 253,000 by October to be able to qualify for the ballot. So in order to be safe, we're shooting for getting at least 300,000, if not more. And so we need to get out there on the streets and get signatures as quickly as possible before that deadline.
And wasn't there some sort of codicil in the election laws there where you have a certain time frame in which to gather those signatures?
That I'm not sure, but the campaign will be able to let you know all of the exact rules about when you're allowed to gather signatures, where you're allowed to gather signatures. They have people ready to train anyone that wants to volunteer.
Yeah, I think it was in the 2016 campaign, they had some 180-day law, and they had spoiled signatures, something like that. And we want to make sure
There's only a 180-day window in order to collect those signatures. So that's why we wanted to start soon so that we can get on the ballot as quickly as possible and then have a lot more time for actual campaigning and going out and talking to voters and convincing them that this is the right move for Michigan.
Exactly. Well, I'm looking forward to this. You know, Michigan passed its medical cannabis law with, I think it was a 63% vote, and it passed in every single county in Michigan. This was back in the 2008 election when it was McCain and Obama, and even the McCain counties passed medical marijuana. We hope there's a similar groundswell of support for recreational legalization in Michigan as well. Morgan Fox is the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. You can learn more about them at mpp.org. And Morgan, thanks for joining us again here on the Marijuana Policy Insider.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
I reject the idea that we're going to be better placed if we have more marijuana.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
Hey everybody, it's Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Promoting the end of adult cannabis prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It's even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more on this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Okay, next up is a personal friend, so I'm kind of happy. But Russ Belville, he's the host of the Marijuana Agenda podcast, a frequent contributor to High Times, and runs Portland's best cannabis-friendly Airbnb. I have to remember that when I'm in Portland.
That's right.
Delta 9 House, please welcome Radical Russ Belville.
Hey, hey, hey! Woo! Thank you, Ebony. Give it up for Ebony. Yes, my name is Russ Belville. I'm the host of a live daily 30-minute podcast on marijuana called The Marijuana Agenda. You can get it at mjagenda.com. Learn about the news, the science, the health, the history, everything you'd ever want to know about weed. 30 minutes, get your fill. Now, it's very important that we support Seattle Hemp Fest. Y'all love Seattle Hemp Fest! This is one of the greatest events. I've been coming here for 13 years out of the 26 they've had it. So I've been to half of them, and they've been great. If we want to keep having them, we got to donate. So when you see those guys with the buckets, make sure you're kicking in the ducats. Give them some money. Take what you'd spend on a Starbucks or a pre-roll and put it in so we can do this next year and the year after, and your kids and your grandkids can do that, all right? Now, I want to talk about marijuana legalization, because 5 years ago, there was a lot of doubt when it came to marijuana legalization. Our opponents, this guy named Kevin Sabet, who hates legalization, wants to stop it, these guys made all sorts of predictions. They said, oh no, if we legalize pot, it'll make more kids smoke pot. But guess what happened? According to the state of Washington, this is the actual data from the state of Washington, 12th graders stayed the same, 10th, 8th, and 6th graders went down after legalization. They said, oh, if we pass I-502, it'll make it easier for kids to get weed. Well, guess what? According to the state of Washington, it's just as easy for high schoolers, and it got harder for 10th, 8th, and 6th graders to get a hold of some weed. They said, oh, if we legalize marijuana, it's going to create more traffic deaths. Oh, no. Would you hand me my graph, please, sir? We had a malfunction in our high-tech stuff. They said we'd have more deaths, more traffic deaths. The orange line is all traffic deaths from drugs. The green is traffic deaths from pot. Didn't really change very much after we legalized. They said, oh, no, if we legalize pot, it'll increase DUIDs. Now they can't bust you for weed. They're going to bust you for driving high. Well, guess what? According to the state of Washington, drug-only DUIDs went down from about 1,700 to about 1,200. Now, that's not to say Washington's DUI law is a good thing. It's not. It should be changed. But it sure hasn't turned into a bunch of people getting DUIs that weren't getting them before. They said legalization would lead to more arrests. Somehow they'd arrest more people for not having a bag that they got at the store if they grew their own or something. But guess what? According to the stats, prison-related convictions went down from 73 to 10, and convictions with no prison went down from 502 to 80. So not more people got arrested. Oh, I know. They said if we legalize pot, the money you make is never going to cover the costs of legalization. But guess what? State of Washington's making $113 million a month, $26 million in taxes every month, and that's more than covering any sort of costs that are involved. And finally, they said if we passed I-502, pot's going to cost $600 an ounce. That's $21 a gram. Well, according to the state of Washington, It did go up to $29 a gram at first, but right now the average cost is $10 a gram, and I can find ounces in Washington State for $150 or less. So don't believe the hype, people. Legalization is working. We need to have not less of it, but more of it. If you'd like to learn more, check out MJAgenda.com. If you'd like to visit us in Portland, we're at Delta 9 House, Portland's 420 friendliest Airbnb. I'm Radical Russ. Check me out at HighTimes.com, MJAgenda.com. Thanks for having me here.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.
And now, in the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Marijuana Agenda presents this anti-drug public service announcement.
I helped murder families in Colombia.
It was just innocent fun.
I helped kidnap people's dads.
Hey, some harmless fun.
I help kids learn how to kill.
I was just having some fun, you know.
I help kill policemen.
I was just having fun.
I helped the bomber get a fake passport.
All the kids do it.
I helped kill a judge.
I helped blow up buildings.
My life, my body.
It's not like I was hurting anybody else.
To combat this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Marijuana Agenda every weekday at MJAgenda.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
We've turned the corner on drug addiction in the United States. Drug addiction in the United States is under control.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
This November, whether you see the words medical marijuana on your ballot or not, the issue is there. From the halls of Congress to your state capitol or city hall, politicians are already making decisions on medical marijuana policy on your behalf. This election, make sure they are representing you. Every vote is a vote for medical marijuana.
Visit votemedicalmarijuana.org today.
As we prepare for the weekend, we remember that the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition is as much about culture as it is about criminal justice. Music has always been at the forefront of revolution, and the marijuana movement is no different. Join us as we visit with Herb Thrasher, program manager at 420radio.org, for this edition of Reefer Rock Review.
All right, every Friday or every other Friday or however often we can get him, we like to get Herb Thrasher on the line to tell us all about what's happening in the world of reefer rock and all the rest of those genres that contribute so much to the fun we have as a cannabis community. Herb, take it away, buddy.
What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher right here bringing you another Reefer Rock report for the week of August 25th right here on the MarijuanaAgenda.com. All right, missed the Seattle Hemp Fest last weekend, saw many great pictures, looked so fun, heard from many friends, they said it was great. Well, if you missed that as well, and you're in the Oregon area, I've got another Hemp Fest to tell you about. We've got the Salem Hemp Festival, brought to you by Drew Down 420 Presents. This weekend, August 26th and 27th, high noon to 10 p.m., held at the Capitol right here in Oregon in Salem. The address is 900 Court Street. Easy to find. Lots of performances by Rush One and Mr. Patron. We've also got DJ Get Down, $1 Check, Chris Carpenter, Real One, Felony Flats, Tyson Huckins, Frank Log, and a lot more. So if you're around this weekend, never, ever think that these hemp festivals aren't important anymore. They are. Anytime we're together, especially at the capital of the state. So get down there to the Salem Hemp Festival and check out the Salem Hemp Festival brought to you by Drew Down. All right, got a great, great report to you coming out to you from the heavy metal world. Malcontents Gwar have just announced details for their brand new release, The Blood of Gods. And they have a song stream that you can stream right now. Just type in The Blood of Gods and you can check it out. Great stuff from Gwar as normal. These guys bring it. 12 songs. We're going to be on their brand new release October 20th via Metal Blade Records, announcing a huge tour that they're going to be starting September 15th in Knoxville. Got 3 dates in September, and then the big tour starts October 20th. I mean, they start in Richmond, Virginia, and then all these dates in a row: New Haven, Connecticut, New York, Buffalo, St. Louis, you got Minneapolis, and this is getting into November. November 14th, they'll be at the Roseland in Portland, Oregon, and on the 15th in Seattle, in our area. Another legalized state, Denver, Colorado, on November 25th, closing out on December 10th in Detroit, Rock City, Michigan. So we'll keep you updated right here at the Marijuana Agenda through Russ, or you can always follow 420radio.org, and we'll be keeping you updated with all the other stuff. All right, a couple quick stories real quick. Changing gears, we've got a big sports weekend coming up this weekend. We've got Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor, and that's going to be Saturday night, August 26th. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that is the main card coming at you from legalized Las Vegas, Nevada. Not too sure about this fight. I don't know enough about McGregor, but I do know that Floyd Mayweather is a legend, undefeated legend, and if you're going to ask me who to take, I think you can already know who I will take, and that is Floyd Mayweather. All right, moving on. One more story for this weekend. College football starts. That's right. We've got a few games, a handful of games coming up this weekend, August 26th. We've got Florida A&M and Texas Southern. We've got the Oregon State Beavers versus Colorado State. So that sounds like a good game. We've got Portland State at BYU. Hawaii at UMass, Rice versus Stanford in Sydney. So a few games, and then next weekend, the entire season kicks off. I know Russ will be watching his Boise State Broncos, and I'll be watching my Alabama Crimson Tide. Hit me up at Herb Thrasher and tell me who your team is and who you'll be watching as well. All right, as all things weed and all things rock, and all things whatever, because we love it all. We'll see you next week. This is this week's Reefer Rock Report.
All right, Herb Thrasher, thank you so much for the report. As we're barreling into the winter time, more of these great shows coming up. And a quick word to my friends out in Texas. Got a lot of you out there in the Houston area and even farther inland. Stay safe. We're hoping for the best for you. And you get to dodge that Hurricane Harvey. That's all the time we got. Thanks for joining us. And remember, next week we're off to London. We'll tell you more about it. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
Follow MJ Agenda on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. And follow MJ Agenda Show on Twitter. Learn more at MJAgenda.com.
You're growing, you're trying, you're rolling, you're smoking. You take a seat, you plan it, you grow it, you